From his office at the Passe Christian Harbor, David Gautier can look out over the waters of the Mississippi Sound, where his family has made a living for generations. In the 1930s, David's grandfather became a pioneer of the commercial shrimping industry by grading and packing several species for wholesale. Each generation has worked in the industry since.
I'll get some shrimp for my birthday.
All right.
You want them peeled or you want head on or how do you want
them? I usually peel them.
David now owns and operates his own business where he receives and sells seafood brought to his docks. But he says seafood for Mississippi has been in short supply since 2019, when the Army Corps of Engineers opened the Bonnie Carey Spillway over two different periods, inserting fresh water into the Sound. The spillway releases water from the Mississippi River and through Lake Pontchartrain to prevent flooding in New Orleans. Gautier says he can't think of anything that's had more of a detrimental impact on the estuary than those 2019 openings. Not Katrina, not Camille, and not even BP.
I've never seen anything take this long to rebuild. Hurricanes, you might cover up reefs, but Mother Nature has a way of rebounding naturally. But when you absolutely wipe out and kill and decimate everything, I mean, it's hard to come back.
Over the course of 123 days, an estimated 6 trillion gallons of Mississippi River water entered the Sound. It was the first time the spillway was open twice in a year, and the longest period ever. Officials with the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources say it caused salinity levels throughout the estuary to drop to zero. That's especially hazardous in estuaries like the Sound, which operate under a careful chemical balance of both fresh and salt water, known as brackish. When that balance tips too far in either direction, as it did in 2019, the impacts are often severe on marine life.
That's today. I give you tomorrow, I got 74 for tomorrow.
The lasting effects are most apparent at Gautier's docks, where a boat arriving from Louisiana is offloading 136 sacks of oysters. That's almost 1,000 pounds less than what was typical on a given day before 2019.
That was probably 100 little boats coming in bringing oysters off these reefs. This guy has 136 sacks on him, and that's not even going to pay my labor for the day. I got one or two boats a week, maybe. But when I say one or two a week, I mean basically it's one or two a month right now.
But the coast seafood economy isn't the only industry that faced both immediate and lasting impacts from the openings. During the height of the tourism industry's biggest revenue period, widespread images of dead marine life like bottlenose dolphins and sea turtles washing up on Mississippi beaches were circulated nationally. Hundreds of hotel and other reservations were canceled as a result. The Mississippi Sound Coalition, comprised of coastal cities, marine scientists, fishermen and the Hotel Association, among others, was formed shortly after the 2019 spillway openings. They filed legal action, urging the Army Corps of Engineers, who decides when and how to operate the spillway, to consider the effects on communities when making those decisions.
It's 400,000 people that they've been ignoring.
That's Gerald Blessy, an attorney for the coalition.
Every piece of our economy is involved, not just seafood and tourism, but everything else is relying upon that. This whole problem calls out for a national solution to this national problem, and in the end, only the Congress can make that happen, make the Corps change how they manage the Mississippi River.
In 2020, Congress mandated the Corps of Engineers conduct a study on ways to better manage the lower Mississippi River from Illinois to Louisiana. But the project's study phase has only just begun, and recommended solutions aren't expected until 2028. Almost a decade after the 2019 spillway disaster. Back at David Gautier's docks, the work continues. He worries what it can mean for the future of the coast's economy and ecology if the spillway were to be opened again before a solution is reached, if at all.
If something doesn't change soon, you know, I'll have to figure out something else to do with this business or shut it down. You get to a point of diminishing returns and you just have to throw the towel in sometimes. I hate to do it. I love what I do.
More than $6 million in relief funds were provided to the seafood industry last July to compensate for losses related to the 2019 openings. Michael McEwen, MPB News.